Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hi, and welcome back to Get Fit Guy. Kevin Don here, and this week I'm finally going to answer a listener email about hot tubs, as well as another email I received about saunas. So let's just drive straight in. So first up is an email from Joe asking about hot tubs. Hi, Kevin. Love the podcast and I love your style. No nonsense. I'm a 60-year-old semi-retired adapted physical education teacher and coach from Eden, New York, a little south of Buffalo, New York. Go Bills. Now, after many years of athletics, related injuries from high school and college soccer, I was a keeper, have compression of C6, discus throwing with degenerative discs in my lumbar spine. I try to move and exercise every day. I walk, do planks and core work, ride a stationary bike, do agility exercises, resistance training, stretching, a little yoga, and swimming in the winter months. Keep my body feeling well. My wife is also a great cook, makes great meals with lots of fresh veggies and lean protein. Here's my question. We recently purchased a hot tub. Do you know of any guidelines, temperature, or amount of time to stay in the hot tub for therapeutic effects? We always try to rehydrate after sitting in the hot tub for obvious reasons. I look forward to hearing from you, Joe. All right. Hi, Joe. Thank you for the email and apologies. It took me so long to reply to this. I'm sorry to read that you have so many injuries from playing sports. I'm not much different, and this is why I prefer to recommend training for people rather than that people take up a sport for fitness. Sport has a kind of specific and narrow physical set of demands, generally speaking, like weightlifters don't run and runners don't weightlift. Golfers only rotate one way all the time, ditto for baseball players. So sports have this uncanny ability to result in a higher injury potential. Whereas with training, we can do a little bit of everything for balance. And of course, we remove the competitive element. Also, happy to hear that you lucked out with a wife who makes you really delicious food. And I hope you return the favor. But I did note that you mentioned lean protein. I would say don't be afraid of fat, especially as an aging male, because low-fat diets have, in studies, been correlated with low testosterone. Steroid hormones, such as testosterone and estrogen, are dependent on dietary fat, because hormones are composed of protein and fats. So lean protein isn't needed. Get a ribeye down your neck. Now, living that bougie hot tub life sounds pretty good to me. The question of how much time, what temperature for therapeutic effects, a good one. Usually people are more concerned about how best to reach for another beer without getting out of the tub. So on to temperature. So first off, it should be noted that generally speaking, women have a lower metabolic rate than men, meaning they feel colder because they produce less heat. So as a rule of thumb, women actually prefer a slightly hotter water temperature than men. Of course, their temperature also changes during their monthly cycle. And to stick with women, pregnant women shouldn't be letting their core body temperature get above 102.2 degrees Fahrenheit, and therefore should be limiting hot tub temperature to about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Hopefully, no one mishears me and thinks they can jump into 100 degrees Celsius water, because if you do, you won't be jumping back out. Now, humans run at about 98.6 degrees, so anything above that induces a low-grade fever, which has health effects, as discussed in episode 608, why heat and hot water may be better than cold. But also, the heat will slow your heart rate, lower your blood pressure, and relax your muscles. You'll be in a parasympathetic state, as we call it.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
On to the temperature, you know, above 98.6, which is your body temperature, and below 104 is where you want to be. In fact, you'll find that hot tubs purchased in North America are limited to 104 since a 1979 report by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. So regardless of how hot you like it anyway, it probably won't go above that. That might be where you want to be anyway, because a 2014 study on hyperthermic immersion noted that there was no difference in heart rate and cardiac output at temperatures below 104. In terms of duration, a 2018 study on the effects of hot tub therapy showed that 30 minutes a day decreased symptoms of chronic pain, heart conditions. However, this only became effective after 12 months of therapy. So prior to the 12-month point, at 3, 6, and 9 months, there was no significant finding in reduction of symptoms. So it would seem that accumulated duration across time is actually more important than duration per session. Like many therapeutic interventions versus pharmaceutical ones, it takes time. This could be one reason why there's actually poor efficacy or evidence of alternative therapies working, being that people simply just drop off before they reach the therapeutic dosing. On the other hand, maybe they just don't work. Hope that answered your question. 104 degrees, 30 minutes a day for the next year. I also recommend checking out episode 608 for more info on heat and hot water and why they may be better than cold. You can find a link in the transcript, thanks to the podcast director that edits this stuff for me and does linky things that I don't know how to do. Now, on to the next email. Hi, Kevin. I've been hearing a lot of buzz about infrared therapy recently. A rather pricey sauna / infrared therapy studio opened near me. They gave me their sales pitch. I know the benefits of sauna are well documented, but I know little of infrared therapy. The supposed benefits treat a wide range of conditions and seem too good to be true. Well, yeah, normally, you know, if something has this kind of claimed broad impact, we can probably say that there's something afoot. Do you know of any solid research? Kim from Durham, North Carolina, a middle-aged jiu-jitsu lady. Hi, Kim. Haven't had the pleasure of visiting North Carolina yet, but I do hear good things. I'm not sure it would be good for my waistline, though, since I noted that North Carolina is the home of Pepsi, Cheerwine, Krispy Kreme, and Bojangles Chicken. Is that how you pronounce that? I mean, someone told me it was pronounced Bojangles, and I was like, no, I don't think that could be right. So let's just go with Bojangles. Also, great work on doing some jiu-jitsu. If you ever feel like trying a real grappling sport, I highly recommend judo. That was just a little joke. But seriously, I do love the fact that jiu-jitsu took judo and just watered it down. Oh, another little joke. I did actually go to some jiu-jitsu last year, and I really did enjoy it. Sadly, my schedule didn't align with the class times, but it was great because I found the grappling, like the groundwork, so much more broad in scope than what we do in judo. In judo, we have groundwork. It's called newaza. Judo, as you know, is more about those throws. Anyway, on to the infrared before you fly over here and choke me out. You are right. The benefits of a traditional sauna are well documented. And IF saunas, much less so. This is probably because traditional saunas have been around for 7,000 years. And infrared saunas have only been around since the mid-1960s, really. Now, if you want to learn about the benefits of saunas, look no further than Finland, where there are 3 million saunas in a country of only 5 million people. And on the World Happiness Report, a legit thing, Finland ranks number one for happiness. And I'm going to arbitrarily and fallaciously correlate that with the fact they've got so many saunas. Anyway, believe it or not, Dr. Kellogg was actually the discoverer of infrared saunas, like, yep, the guy from the cornflakes. And although they weren't known as infrared saunas back then, he used them back in 1893 when he started putting incandescent light bulbs that we now know emit infrared waves to generate profuse sweating in patients for the purposes of detoxification and purification. Now, in the 1960s, NASA worked on near and far infrared wavelengths, and that allowed things to be taken to the next level, with Japanese doctors then, in the mid-60s, patenting the first far infrared sauna. The difference between the two essentially is, in a traditional sauna, you're being heated up from the outside in, and an infrared sauna heats you up from the inside out. Infrared waves are a type of EMF, electromagnetic frequency, and have more energy, actually, than things like 5G waves. If anyone's going to send me an email about how deadly infrared saunas are after the number of emails I got about how deadly cell phones were, I mean, if you're logical, you must send emails now. Because here's a formal logical statement for you. EMFs are deadly. Infrared is an EMF. Infrared is deadly. That's a formal argument we study in philosophy called a modus ponens. And I'll eagerly wait on the emails. By the way, infrared is not deadly. I just like to poke the pseudoscientists that I know love to creep this podcast. Anyway, back to infrared saunas. There haven't been really studies done comparing one type of sauna versus another, but there are studies on the efficacy of outcomes from different types of saunas. So from what I saw, it seems that traditional saunas favor outcomes for cardiac conditions, neurological conditions, and mental health. Mental health aspects are no doubt social, because most of these sauna studies, no surprise, have been done in Finland, where most saunas are. And there in Finland, it's a huge social thing. I lived in a Scandinavian country, and sauna, hot tub, cold plunge were all very social events. Friends and families got together like at least weekly to go and do that. So the social aspect was greatly in favor of traditional saunas. Infrared saunas seem to be centered a lot more around chronic pain and show great promise on that front. I will note, I asked a Finnish friend and she told me, there's only one type of sauna. So if you were looking for health benefits, I would go for a traditional sauna for the benefits of mental health, neurological conditions, or heart and cardiovascular. And if you were looking for chronic pain relief, I would look into infrared. So you just have to look at what your own needs are and look at the costs, benefits, and see if there might be other things that you could do for chronic pain management that may have greater efficacy or be more affordable. Personally, evidence aside, I don't really want heated up from the inside. That's just my preference. If you have a question or want to say hi, email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com and you too can be featured on the show. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, Davina Tomlin, Cameron Lacey, and Brennan Gitches. I'm your host, Kevin Dunn. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in the podcast app.